was yelling for.
Sonny, are you all right?
She isn't here.
She's not.
I tell you, I heard her yelling outside the plane.
But Reggie's on guard. Reggie, where's that flashlight?
Is something the matter?
Hermie, you stay right where you are.
Sure.
Doc, get down out of the plane.
I'm getting...
There, you got your gun?
You think I have it? There. Hey, Reggie, Jack, bring that flashlight.
All right, I'm coming with it.
Do I have to stay in here?
No, you stay right where you are.
Hey, Jack, come here.
Well, what's the matter?
I found him. Anyway, I think it's Reggie. Turn on the flash.
Here, let me see.
Yeah, they tried to strangle him. Will you look at that rawhide around his throat?
Quick, cut him loose.
Got it. Yeah. What no count? Kitty cat done that.
All right, we've got him just in time. Get some water quick while I pump some air into his lungs here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go, Jack. Want me to swallow some?
All right, throw it in his face.
Uh-huh.
Here. Help me lay him over this rock. Head down.
You bet you. Let's go.
All right, easy. There.
Is he breathing?
Beginning to. It hurts. Going like a machine gun.
Are you up there?
We're up here, Hermie. You stay right where you are till we say so.
What's the matter with Reggie?
He ain't feeling so good. Feeling better all the time, though.
He's gonna have an awful sore throat in the morning.
He must have tossed a noose over his head and then jerked him backwards off his feet.
Yeah.
Wonder they didn't break his neck.
Well, probably thought they had. Yeah. Okay, he's going to be all right now.
We ain't paid much attention to Sonny. What do we do now?
Well, load him into the plane.
All right. Grab hold. Yeah. Oh, got him.
All right. Come on. All right. Let him down. All right. I'll climb up into the ship, and you hold up so I can get hold of him.
Okay.
Can I do anything?
Yes, keep that out of the way, Hermie. You just take it easy.
I guess nothing like this ever happened to me before.
All right, now you stand out of the way here. All right, Jack, lift him up. Here, Hermie, you hold the flashlight.
Yeah, sure.
Up he comes.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
I'm on my tiptoes down. How's that?
All right, you got him by the coat collar. Give him a boost. With him.
Yeah. Got him?
Yeah.
There. Can't he talk?
No, he's unconscious.
Can he ever talk again?
All right, he'll be all right in a little while. Now look, Hermie. Now, just listen to me.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you're one of the men in this outfit from now on. How about that?
Sure am.
All right, now, I got a job for you. You think you can do it?
Sure.
No, good. You're going to have to stay here and look after Reggie until he comes to.
Alone?
Yeah. Doc and I are going to have to go find Sonny.
But where is she?
Well, we don't know. That's what we got to find out. Can you do that?
I guess so.
All right. Now, we'll lock up the plane so nobody can get in. Now, you just stay here and keep very quiet. And pretty soon, Reggie will wake up and talk to
you. I'll try.
Hey, Jack. What are you doing?
Climb down again. Hermie's going to stay here with Reggie.
Yeah? What's that for?
Reggie's got to have somebody to look after him.
I get it. That's great, Hermie. That's what I call a man after my own heart.
All right, come on, Doc. Hurry.
Yeah. Bye, old boy.
Bye, Doc.
Remember, just keep quiet. Now, if anybody comes around the plane, don't move. Well, they can't get in, all right?
All right.
Now, we'll be back as quickly as we can. So long now.
What's the matter?
The path from the lake to the temple, it should be here somewhere.
I should have it around. Hey, there it is over yonder.
All right, come on.
Better keep the light on. Running the way we are.
All right, give us away.
As soon as they give us away, I'll stumble and break my neck.
All right, we're on the path now.
Seem to be. We're in the tall vines. Got any idea what we're going to do when we get there?
Well, the ledge is our best bet.
If he's got Sonny over now, the ledge was sunk. Hey, where's of footsteps.
One of the moss of the stone courtyard. Now look out for those bushes.
Them right here, Jack.
Yeah, now, there's the steps leading up to the temple. Keep close, all right?
Okay. Start sticking our necks out there, it seems like.
All right, now, take it easy now.
Will we just walk right in?
Why not?
Happy old temple.
Quiet. We're heading for the steps leading up to the ledge.
I'm with you.
Okay, up we go.
Nothing's changed since this morning.
What did you expect?
Seems like there'd be some kind of celebration capturing a white room.
First ledge.
Uh-huh. Hey, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Another torch rally.
Parade of the Goons.
Every time they have a parade around the altar, they have a new sacrifice.
Well, what about it, huh?
But, Jack, they just took Sonny away from us. How about you and I getting down there and busting up the little party?
Hold it, Doc.
It's Sonny at the head of the parade to carry the body.
It's stripped down to a loincloth. Wait till we make sure.
Wait, nothing.
What, Doc? It's another Indian.
You sure?
Look for yourself.
Well, what do you know? It ain't Sonny at all. Another dead Indian. Sure looks like a weird bunch in those black robes lit up by torches.
Yeah, they got out of the underground passage, too.
There's a parade. It is a parade.
You the guy who loves a parade, huh?
Not that kind. Anyway, we know Sonny wasn't the guest of honor. What do we do?
Go on up to the next ledge.
What's that for?
You remember yesterday when we saw those shadows floating back and forth from ledge to ledge?
I do.
Well, they were landing on the higher ledge.
Yeah, but most activity was up there. All right.
Now, that's why we're going up.
Why not? Only we're going to need wings if anything happens, you know that. This climb will put us up about 40 or 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, if they can take it, so can we.
If they took Sonny up this high, she ain't never going to be good for nothing again.
Why?
The way she feels about high places.
No. I'm keeping close to the wall. The steps are getting pretty narrow.
My shoulder's cut a groove an inch deep in the stone wall.
All right, here we are. Now, be careful.
He says, be careful. Now we're up what?
Well, there's got to be some answer to why they float over on the other ledge.
We're going to walk along the edge and look for something?
Examine every inch of it.
Well, get out your magnifying glass. Here we go.
We'll have to be satisfied with a flashlight.
I'd rather have a parachute.
I'll use the flashlight on the ledge. Now, you go into each priest's cellar as we come into it. Well, you got matches, don't you? A
couple of boxes, you know.
Well, use them.
Use them, he says. Nothing in here, huh? There's a debutante.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Here's something I never noticed before.
What's that?
Look at those iron hooks in the wall. There seems to be one every so often.
What about them?
They must be for something.
Maybe the monks used to hang their clothes on them when they went to bed.
Mm-hmm. Go on examining the rooms.
Yeah. Nope, nothing here.
Doc, come out here on the ledge. I found it.
You did? You found what?
All right, here it is. This is how they float from ledge to ledge. Naturally, it would have to be this way. See how simple it is?
Ooh, what's happened?
Richie, you awake?
Oh, what's that? Oh, that's you, Hermie?
Yeah. Took you an awful long time to wake up.
Oh, my throat. I feel like I've been honored guest at a necktie party. I say, what happened? Where are we?
In the airplane.
Oh, but where's Jack and Doc?
They're gone. And so is Sonny.
Sonny?
I guess somebody choked you and ran off with Sonny.
Choked me? By Jove, now I remember. Something slipped around my neck and I was jerked off my feet. Well, that's the last I remember.
I'm glad you're awake. I don't like being out here alone.
Well, they went off and left you?
Jack locked the door of the plane. I don't like it.
Oh, but where did they go?
I don't know. to find Sonny.
Those blasted brutes jumped me and carried Sonny off?
That's what Jack said.
Well, we can't stay here. I've got to get out and help.
But we can't. We're locked in.
I have a key.
But Jack said to stay here.
I don't care what he said. Quiet. Oh. Listen.
What's the matter, Ratch?
Listen.
Is something the matter?
There's someone outside the plane.
Oh. You think it's the vampires?
I know jolly well it's the vampires.
What are you doing with your revolver? You going to shoot somebody?
With pleasure. A vampire's hide will look jolly well nailed to the door of my trophy room.